Thanks for being with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick. The government in Israel has announced plans to deport tens of thousands of Eritrean and Sudanese refugees. Alon Lior is an immigration correspondent in Tel Aviv for Haaretz, and he says that while this controversial approach to African refugees and asylum seekers may be new in Israel, it's also the culmination of a dilemma that's divided that country for over a decade now.
It started more than 10 years ago when African asylum seekers started crossing the border from Egypt to Israel. There was no fence at that time, and about 65,000 of them crossed the border and stayed in Israel. Now we have about 40,000 left, since about 25,000 have left in recent years following massive pressure from the Israeli government.
Alon Lior of Haaretz there on the influx that led Israel to these decisions. And I asked Alon to explain the government's new approach and the political moment.
Several months ago, the Israeli government decided to change its policy. It plans to deport African asylum seekers either back to their country or to what they call here in Israel third countries, which are neutral countries in Africa. There are two countries which African asylum seekers were sent to in recent years, and those are Rwanda and Uganda. They will be given a choice either to leave to one of those countries I mentioned or to go to jail for an indefinite period of time.
Well, we'll talk about those deportations in just one minute. I want to talk about the policy up until last week, Alon, basically making life so tough on these asylum seekers that they would leave as voluntarily as you can leave after having life made difficult for you. What was Israeli policy like up until last week?
Israel was putting massive pressure on them. For example, they have to renew their visas every 2 months. And they have to stand in very long queues sometimes, spend a whole day, and wait just to renew their visas. Their visa is just a piece of paper, and it says on it that they're not allowed to work in Israel. Even though the Supreme Court ruled that Israel can't deny them the opportunity to work, so Israel accepted it and said that it won't try and deny it from them, but officially they're not allowed to work. So a lot of employers use it in order to pay them less money, and a lot of employers are afraid to employ them as well. So that's one thing. A second thing I can mention, and it was very influential here in Israel, was about 4 years ago, the Israeli government decided to build an open detention center in the south of Israel, in the desert, isolated. African asylum seekers, and only African asylum seekers, were sent there randomly. It means when they got to the immigration authority to renew their visas, they were told you have to be there in 1 month. If you don't go there, we're going to put you in jail. And that open detention center wasn't really a place they could have a normal life. It's somewhere very isolated in Israel. They had no money with them. They could not work. And they generally spent their time in a almost prison-like facility.
But Alon, isn't there a third choice? Can't Israel process some of these asylum claims and allow entry to people if they face persecution at home?
Yeah, that's what the people opposing these plans are saying. They're calling Israel to process asylum claims, to check them one by one, decide who should get protection here in Israel and give them all the rights they deserve, and opportunity to work, and housing, and social benefits. We should say that there are about 15,000 out of 40,000 African asylum seekers left in Israel. 15,000 actually filed a specific asylum request, told their story, and only 11 of them were recognized so far by Israel as refugees, and those are the lowest recognition rates in the Western world when it comes to asylum seekers from Eritrea and Sudan.
So that number, 11, Alon, how does that wash in Israeli society? Israel is a country born out of Jewish persecution in Europe. It has it in its DNA. It has the Holocaust at the core of its founding. How does this treatment of asylum seekers to its own country play out in Israeli society now?
Yeah, you're right. And people are saying now, we cannot do the same things that were done to us after the Holocaust, when a lot of countries refused to accept Jewish refugees. And now we're doing the same thing to Africans, which are in danger in their home countries. And we're refusing to give them an opportunity to live somewhere safe. There was even a petition signed by Holocaust survivors in Israel a couple of weeks ago that said they are against the deportation and Israel should try and give these people protection and an opportunity to live in a normal place. Other people say that Israel is a very small country and it cannot afford itself to have so many foreigners live here. And at least the government claims that most of these people are not real refugees. It calls them infiltrators, even work infiltrators. That's the terminology the Israeli government uses. And they are not real refugees that are running away from a bitter destiny in their home countries. And that's the public debate that's going on here in Israel.
And this position of the Netanyahu government that these are work infiltrators, is there a political price to pay for that policy, or does a majority of Israeli society agree with it?
According to polls that were made here last week by a TV channel and a newspaper, the majority of the Israeli population actually supports the government's plan to deport African asylum seekers. There is a big number of people, around a third of the population, which is against it, but most of them are not Netanyahu voters. They're not the right-wing voters. Most of the people that support the government support this plan as well.
So, Ilan, as we take a step back during this global refugee crisis, where does this put Israel's role as a democracy during this massive international migration wave?
I think Israel, in a way, is very similar to other countries that's trying to close its borders now and not receive any refugees or migrants. And Israel's claiming it's a very small country, less than 9 million people, and it cannot handle a large number of refugees or migrants. But you need to remember the numbers in Israel are comparably small when you compare it to Europe, for example, which countries there are getting hundreds of thousands of refugees a year. We only have 40,000 African asylum seekers in Israel. So a lot of people are claiming it is a number Israel can deal with, and it's still refusing to do it. I think the Israeli government is very similar maybe to the Trump administration as well, which does not want to accept a large number of refugees and sees a lot of them as work migrants, which it has no obligation to accept or to receive these days.
Ilan Lior, immigration correspondent for Haaretz in Israel. Ilan, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.